Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today, we're diving into real-world AI impacts, retail moves, and some fresh data you need to know. Let's get started. Morrisons has reported solid growth in its latest quarter, showing how AI and data-driven pricing strategies are paying off. According to Retail Gazette, the supermarket's like-for-like sales rose 2.8%, with total sales hitting £4.1 billion. The retailer credits its sharper price positioning and personalized loyalty offers for driving volume increases across key lines. They also saved £49 million in costs this quarter, bringing total savings from their transformation program close to £900 million. CEO Rami Baitiya emphasized the tough market but remains confident, focusing on value for customers amid ongoing international uncertainties. Primark has just opened a brand new store at the Ashley Centre in Epsom, marking a major retail milestone. Retail Gazette reports this 31,400-square-foot, two-floor store comes after a £7 million refurbishment of the shopping centre. The new Primark will offer a full range of womenswear, menswear, children's wear, plus homewares and beauty products. CBRE Investment Management, the centre's owner, says this addition will boost footfall and create new jobs for the local community. It's a clear sign of confidence in high street retail's ongoing evolution and recovery. Here's a cautionary tale from Rhythm's latest research on AI recommendations in online shopping. The study found that 58% of shoppers lose trust in a brand if AI suggests faulty or incorrect product information. What's more, 16% say they would avoid buying a product after a bad AI recommendation, highlighting the stakes for retailers. Rhythm also shows that while 70% of shoppers have used AI tools recently, less than 15% complete purchases directly through AI. Price accuracy is critical, with 67% of shoppers saying it's the most important factor for AI to get right. Small brands are gaining ground thanks to AI, according to that same Rhythm report. Over 90% of AI active shoppers use these tools to research or compare products, often discovering new brands they might not have found otherwise. Interestingly, 64% of 18 to 27-year-olds trust AI recommendations enough to buy without checking elsewhere. This shift means that brands need to ensure their product data is accurate and consistent across all platforms to win and keep customer trust. It's a wake-up call for retailers to prioritize data integrity in the AI age. Finally, shoppers are verifying AI recommendations in some unexpected ways. Rhythm's research shows only 5% go straight to retailer websites to check product info, while 28% use search engines first. Friends, family, and prior experience also play key roles in validation, showing that AI is just one part of a complex decision process. Brands that understand this multi-channel verification are better placed to build lasting trust with consumers. So, AI is powerful but not infallible. Retailers have to keep the human element in mind. That's a wrap for today's update on AI and retail. We've seen how data-driven pricing, new store openings, and AI's influence on consumer trust are shaping the industry. As AI continues to evolve, the brands that combine technology with accuracy and empathy will lead the way. Thanks for listening to the Checkout by Kuro House. Catch you next time.